Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Mr. George, this is David. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I'm sorry to call. I couldn't hear you at all.
Okay, sir. How are you doing? Are you fine?
I am fine. Well, I'm physically, so all this happened, and
okay,
things that are happening. I'm very bad.
Oh, my God. And how is your leg now?
I'm very stressed, and some of the money that I had in my account has disappeared. I don't know where.
Okay.
But I have done things and tried to protect myself. I haven't been on the internet to start with.
Okay.
So,
and, do you got a new card? Any of the new cards?
Got a new what?
A new card. Did your bank provide you new card, the Commonwealth or the St. George?
Why would you do a car? A card?
No.
Or
card,
a car?
Yes, I'm talking about a card, a debit card, a bank card. Did they give you a new card? Have you got a new card?
I got a new card, yeah.
Okay, and did you activate that card? Have you used that card, sir?
No, I have not.
Okay, you haven't activated that card yet, right?
I don't go on the internet anymore because it's too dangerous.
Okay, I do understand. Okay, now, you got a computer right now?
I am, yes.
Okay, so don't go online, don't go to your banking, just turn on the computer, okay? Don't go to your banking pages. Just turn on the computer and open up the Google.
No, I won't do that. I will not do that. Because
yep.
there is some way to get to me if I go online.
No,
so
no,
I
sir.
Won't
but
go online.
No, no. What I'm trying to tell you are getting me wrong. Like, you are not going online on your banking. Okay, you are not going to open up your banking or any of your banking pages or any of your personal pages, all right? That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, okay. But the secrets are on that disk, so I really don't want to do that.
All right, so don't do that. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You are not going to do any of your banking-related things online. Don't do anything online. Just turn on the computer first.
It's on. I'm copying the disk.
Okay, now you can see any numbers, you got AnyDesk on the computer, the red logo application?
I have what?
AnyDesk, a red logo application on the computer?
No, that's all gone. I threw all that away.
Okay, so not an issue. You do have a Microsoft Edge, right?
Yes, I do, right.
Yeah, hello?
Okay, open up that Microsoft Edge.
Hello?
Why?
Sir, because...
Why do you want me to do that? Because I went to a computer expert, and the first thing he said was, and he screamed at me, how can you possibly let anybody else on your computer?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying. Because, sir, those hackers have got access to your computer. They was using your IP address, your network. You have seen before it was suing you in the United States, right?
Yeah.
In California. As you was not travel in California, you don't know anyone in California. All right. So they were using your internet. They were using your IP address. So we have removed them. We have blocked them from your network, right? That's the reason, sir. Okay, so that's the reason those states that, as you see, the computer people also told you that someone was using your computer, right?
No one else has ever used my computer. And the old one is gone. You're the only one who did, and you did it for 2 days. And, I got very stressed when my friend, who is a computer expert, said,
I do understand,
get anybody on your computer.
Yeah,
and
never
I
do that.
I
all right.
Do that.
Yeah, that's the That's the reason, sir, because those hackers were getting access to your computer. From there, all the problem gets started, the old computer that you was using, right?
Yeah, but I was using it. That computer is gone.
Gone, yeah, I know that that computer is gone. So this is the new computer that you got, right, sir?
Yes.
All right. So the Australian cybersecurity, what we are doing here is, we will be just adding a layer of security for your near future and your safety, sir. All right? Nothing else. And this is not dealing with any of your banking things or any of your account related things. All right? So don't worry about that. Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I don't know. I really feel I should leave it alone. I don't want to do anything.
So you are not going to do anything, sir. We will be just, as we have tried to block the iTunes, the Apple gift cards, as you can see, we have worked for you, sir. We have helped you, so you have get your funds. You can see some of your money has been get missing up, but we have tried to save all of your funds. As you can see, there was multiple attempts tried to be made behind you. Those people were getting all of the access of your information, and they tried to withdraw all the money that you got, sir. So we have worked on that. We have helped you to protect your account and your funds. So don't worry about anything, okay?
I'm trying.
All right, sir.
I'm trying. I'm sorry. I'm not well enough to do this at the moment because...
I do understand.
I am more overstressed than I was for 17 computers. And, I mean mainframes. And I've forgotten. I've been retired now, what is it, 20 years, and I've forgotten that stress that it brings, and I really don't want to do anything.
Don't do anything, sir. I'm not forcing you off here, sir. What I was trying to tell you, since a long time, we have canceled up those gift cards. Those people who were trying to withdraw the Apple and the iTunes gift card while using your information online. So as we have put a hold on those transactions, we have blocked them, we have removed them from your IP address as well, okay?
Yes. Well, why don't you write me in a message or email, whatever.
Definitely, sir, definitely. We will try to...
What you want to do, and then I'll consider it. Because at the moment, I'm not on the internet. I'm never going back on the internet, I think. And I don't want to do anything.
So you are not doing any of your banking related things, okay? That's what I'm trying to explain.
I know that you said so, but write it to me in an email or whatever, so that I can talk to somebody about it.
We are trying to send you an email, okay, Mr. George? Now clearly, I want to tell you what is happening over here is, since you have talked to me since a long time, you are talking with us, right? You know us very well, the Australian Cybersecurity Center. We have also made you to file a report on the ACSC, the Australian Cybersecurity website. So as you have made the report, from that day onwards, you have received the notification, you have let to know about that there was some fraudulent thing going behind you. Somebody tried to cheat you up, somebody has misused your information, right?
Yeah.
So we have blocked everything. We also told you you can visit to your local branch so that they can help you, they can block your online things, and they can put a hold on those activities, the fraudulent things that is going behind you, right?
Yeah. I don't know what the bank has done. They have done many things, and I got big problems because I have to talk to Holland, and I talk to Holland, but they don't want to do what I asked them to do, which was to send the money to another account, and that really worries and frightens me.
So that's the reason, sir. Because those hackers, what they have did, they have created a multiple online website wherever your account detail has been used recently. If you want to transfer any money to any other person, but the funds are going to them, that's the way they are trying to target you.
They're not getting it. Okay.
Sir, we was working over there. That's the reason you are not facing any sort of problem.
I know that day, but I have been told to don't touch anybody on your computer no matter what. And send me an email and tell me what it was that you were going to do, and I'll do it myself.
Definitely, sir. Not an issue. I'm not here to force you up. It's your money, sir. It's your computer. We are only the security people. The thing that we can do is we can only help you by providing you the information. All right?
Okay. So if you do that, then I will look at it to safeguard my computer, because it's safe now, because I'm not on the internet. I have disabled the Wi-Fi. So.
And you do have a mobile phone with you, any smartphone?
Yeah, I do have a phone, and it does go on to Wi-Fi, but that's only my phone.
Okay.
It's a phone that I use only as a phone. There's only numbers, people names, and that's it. And I don't use it for anything else. So it's a phone. It's not a computer. I never go and do put an app on that accesses the internet and stuff. So I don't do that.
Okay. I
don't want to be ungrateful, because I will put, if you care to mention the charity institution, I'll pay some money to it to pay for your time, but I can't at the moment do anything else, because I am far too stressed and I'm worried, because if anything goes wrong, I'm on the street as a homeless guy, and that I could not do that at 79.
I understand, sir. We have tried to help you up. Otherwise, you might be facing up with this problem. You might be in the street. We were working for you day and night. We have tried to save you. We have blocked all the websites, right?
I know.
All right.
I know.
So on your mobile?
If you care to name a charity, I'll send some money there for your time.
I don't need any money from you, sir. If I need, sir, I have all of your information, all right? I could also cheat you up, but I don't want anything from you. We are the security people, sir. Each and every word that you are speaking with me is getting recorded, okay?
Okay.
All right. So the mobile phone which you use, on your mobile phone, you do use a Google on your phone as well?
No, not Google on the phone.
Okay, it's just a simple, ordinary phone, right, sir? It's a simple phone. It's not a smartphone that you are using.
I have no idea. It's not even my phone. It's my partner's phone.
That's your partner's phone. Is it a big phone? You got a big screen on the phone?
Yes.
Okay. Can you see the speaker, a speaker sign on the phone, a speaker logo?
Yeah, I got the speaker on now.
Okay. Now, and you can see on the middle, on the bottom, you can see any circle, three line, or a back arrow on the bottom?
No.
Can you see any circle or a square, right, sir?
No, nothing.
Okay. Can you see a line, a gray or a black line on the very bottom on the screen?
No.
Can you see the red button says end call?
Yeah.
And below that, what do you see? Just below the red button?
Yeah.
Can you see the circle, a logo?
No, there is no other circle.
Okay, is it a Samsung phone or it's an Apple phone?
I have no idea.
You have no idea. Can you see on the back of the phone, can you see the Apple logo on the back side?
No, it's not an Apple.
Okay, so it's an Android phone. Now, from the bottom of your phone, swipe up your screen up from the bottom. From the very bottom, swipe up your screen, okay?
Why?
Once you swipe that, you can see your home page, your home screen, okay?
It's got a slide.
It's not getting slide?
It won't slide. It just stuck.
Okay, wait.
David, let's stop. It's getting too much for me. I am sorry. Goodbye.